Vocal exercises prepare muscles for work, warm up your voice, improve breath flow, vibratory mechanisms, and optimize resonance. If you perform any vocal exercises, it's best to condition your voice slowly. Your routine may consist of a large variety of warm-up exercises. We suggest starting with humming, voice glides, also called glissando, lip trill, and tube exercises. As a minimum, you should hum in the morning to help your voice wake up. Remember that for all the exercises, you should not tense your voice. Your neck, shoulders, face, including cheek, tongue, lips, should be relaxed, and muscles should be relatively loose. Humming. Hum similar to what you did when trying to determine your natural pitch. To develop resonance, alternate humming and extended vowels. For example, ma, mu, me. Vocal glide. We already did a version of the vocal glide exercise to become more aware of physical sensations during phonation at different pitches. For vocal warm-ups, do several two-octave glides. It is best to use such vowels as E or U. For example, E or U. Lip trill or lip roll. Lip trill produces a very loose sound. It provides natural lubrication for the vocal folds, and it's a natural decongestant. Again, remember that your voice should not be tense. To produce lip trill, bring your lips together and blow air through them loosely. You can add some voice. You can combine vocal glides and lip trill. For example, another kind of exercise that you can use is tube exercise. It is recommended to stretch and unpress the vocal folds of professional speakers so that only the edges of the vocal folds vibrate. To do this, take a straw or a narrow tube and use it to hum through it. For example, create some pressure in your oral cavity. You can also perform vocal glides. Or you can sing through it. It also lowers phonation threshold pressure, so speaking will be more effortless. Warmed up voice gets tired less quickly, so we think that such vocal exercises are an absolute requirement for interpreters.